Welcome to Business Women Australia's radio show. I'm Sally Barker. Each week I'll be talking with a leading member of BWA. These inspiring business leaders are very generous in sharing their stories, insights and expertise with us. Joining me on the show today is Angela Fritsch from Integra Business Accountants. How are you, Angela?
I'm good, thanks.
Okay, now today we're talking about a topic that is very pertinent here in WA, the economic downturn, but how businesses can protect themselves from that.
Yes. So quite often we tend to stick our head in the sand and don't look at what's happening outside our own little world. So it's really important to sometimes put your head up, look around and see what is happening, especially with the mining downturn and the fact that people have got less money to spend in their business. So it really does affect how much revenue you're getting. And the first thing people do is normally just cut costs. And that's sometimes not the best thing to do.
Okay, so is that what we're seeing at the moment?
Yes, so a lot of people are just going panic. I'm going to sack staff. I'm going to cut costs. And the first thing they usually stop paying is advertising. Mm-hmm. But you've really got to look at your books in a more direct way and say what's effective spending. So instead of just cutting salaries because we can't afford them, you need to look at what can't I do without, not who do I like.
Yes. Or instead of, you know, cutting someone who's at a higher price and getting someone else in at a lower price. I've seen quite a bit of that happening lately.
That does happen a lot. And what tends to happen is it's not always the best decision for the business. So you've got to look at the effective spending. What can you not do without and what's actually going to make you money? So every dollar that you spend, you need to look at your investment, your return on investment that you're getting for that dollar. So as I said, a lot of time people just stop spending on advertising and marketing and things, but how are people are going to know you're there and how are you going to get those new customers and keep your old customers if you don't actually put some effective marketing strategies in? So you might be looking at different types of advertising or a different way of doing things. So I'm really big on technology. So people say, well, you know, the new software is going to do away with accountants. Well, not really. It's just another tool to make it cheaper for you. But there's still things that you need to look at. And a lot of people do that too late.
There's quite a bit of learning involved in just adopting a new software.
There is. And I think that's the thing where it's such a fast pace of technology of trying to know what's the latest. Sometimes you just have to step out and face and try something new to open your mind to what's out there and using technology as a tool, not as, oh, it's going to do me out of business. So there's a lot of fear out there of technology is going to take over my profession. But sometimes you need to think differently. So talk to business coaches and people that are outside your own industry to find out what else is out there and how can I use it in my business to make it more effective and more efficient, and basically drag yourself up, because a lot of the times businesses are this is what I've always done, it always worked, why isn't it working now mentality, and that's what's got to change.
Well, you did mention business coaches. How important is it for us to really embrace the idea of having someone, a business coach or a mentor, to help us through this time?
I think it's really, really important. Having someone, either a trusted, someone else in business that you trust, it doesn't have to be a formal coach. Coaches, there's good, bad and ugly ones. It's like any profession. But having someone that you really do understand that gets you and you can use as a sounding board and saying, well, I'm thinking of doing this, and having someone else that's not involved in the business, having an outside view that can give you a different perspective. That's really, really ultimately important, because quite often you're so busy in the trenches that you don't actually look out and think, oh, crap, I'm actually fighting the wrong war. Yeah, I find them invaluable.
What about the mastermind idea?
Very similar. Mastermind groups are great because you've got different businesses usually around a table and you can actually have a frank discussion about, hey, you know, you really have to have that trust. You can have a frank discussion saying, oh, look, I'm going okay here, but this part of my business is not doing so well. And what would other people do to help me here? So it's actually using techniques that have worked in other businesses to actually apply them to yours. So I love it.
Okay, so would you say that would be the the most important thing or the first thing to do if you are finding that, you know, your cash flow it's kind of slowed down a little bit. You may have been a little bit frivolous before and now you're not really sure how to rein it in a little bit.
The first thing I say to people is print out your bank statements, mm-hmm. go through with a highlighter, and highlight all the things that, one, you didn't know you were paying, and two, that you need to stop paying. The best thing that happened to me recently was someone hacked my credit card and it got blocked. So when I actually got a new credit card and had to change all my numbers to all the people that I had on direct debit, I actually had to analyse and think, do I really want to turn them back on? Am I getting value for this? And there was a lot of no's on that list. Mm. So actually going back and looking at what you do spend your money on and doing a proper audit, invaluable.
Well, I recently did the same thing and I found that there had been some direct debits occurring for quite some time from things that shouldn't have been coming out, that I had no idea what they were. Somehow these kind of, you know, little frauds, you know, and it would be something like $30 a month.
Yes.
And not enough to really notice that something was going on. But when, that was $30 a month, that one was $20 a month. Where on earth? So now there's an investigation to think, well, how long have I been paying for these? And so they're the things that maybe we should be taking a bit closer look at.
Yes. And as I said, getting your card cut was really quite, it was annoying, but boy, was it, it was one of the best things that, yeah, it does make you look. And also doing like an insurance review, how many life insurance policies do you actually need? So talking to a financial planner and getting those reviewed to see if your insurances still suit you from something that you set up 5 years ago, and seeing if you can transfer them different ways. So I was a financial planner, sort of still have a semi-license. So part of that is getting your super to pay some of your life insurance and you pay some. And look at the mastermind thing and ask somebody else, like a business coach or someone that you trust in business. Family are hopeless because they never understand what you're talking about. But asking someone else to have a look at your budget and say, does this sound reasonable? And often they'll look at you and say, why are you paying money for that? And you'll think, oh, because I have to. Well, no, you don't. So there's always that second question of, what am I spending money? Is it effective? So you've really got to go back to the, is what I'm spending effective? And look at, am I investing into getting new clients? Maybe you should look at new product lines, mm-hmm. and expanding your vision.
So that's what we're talking about, looking at different ways for adding some revenue streams into your business.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So more products, different products, not cutting costs, but adding more value?
Yes, definitely. Okay. As I said, people tend to go on a big squeeze when they feel financially tight, and quite often they'll cut the wrong things. Mm. So they'll still be quite happy to pay the cleaning lady when really someone, they could get one of their kids to clean and pay them $20. Or they could go out and invest some money and look around and say, maybe we should test and measure trialing a different product on my existing clients and saying, look, we'll give you these a bit of a discount. Can you give us some feedback on the way they, how they work, how they feel, how we market that? Mm. And using existing clients as your
beta
tribe.
Beta
testers, mm. You don't have to spend a lot of money on producing a huge thing. You just need a small amount, trial it, see if it works, then go the next step. Because sometimes you've got to do things differently when things are not as well, as great as they were.
Well, things are very different to how they have been in the past, and things are changing at such a rapid pace. I think that's very good advice to look at, you know, different ways to, you know, to keep your business going.
Yes. Yeah. And the biggest thing is not leave it too late. So
how do you know, though? How do you know if you've left it too late?
When you get a subpoena at the door saying you haven't paid your rent for 3 months.
Is that right?
Yes.
Oh,
so.
No. And you're saying this, I can tell from experience that this has happened to, you know, people you know.
Yes, yes. I've had a client in the other day who was, basically had left it way too late, put their head in the sand, said, yeah, it'll be fine. And I got the letter for the foreclosure from the bank, first one I've ever seen in all my career. I rang up the bank and had a chat, talked to the client, and we ended up declaring bankruptcy. And they lost the house. But at the end of the day, I explained it to them as, if your house burnt down, the only thing that you'd be really happy with is the fact that your family's still alive, your family is safe, and you got the photo album. So go and rent. Because at the end of the day, you've still got the relationship. Because if they hadn't done something extreme, like go bankrupt, which is an unfortunate thing, but it was left way too, like a year too late. I could see this happening a year ago, but he wouldn't listen.
Right.
At the end of the day, I said, it's either you choose your family or you choose the debt. Because if you're going to fight the debt and try and pay it off, the stress on the family was overwhelming.
Yeah,
and, you know, even in these tight, sometimes you've got to walk away and just go get a job because that's what you need to do.
Right.
Or you need to get a part-time job stacking shelves at Woolies or, you know, it's what you need to do to survive.
So along the way, I mean, this is a clear case of sticking your head in the sand.
It was. It was an extreme case of nothing's happening here and I'll be fine. Yeah.
So we have talked about mentors, coaches, and mentor groups,
yes.
Mastermind groups. Accountability, like, is that something that, are we too proud?
Very much. The ego gets in a way, and that's what I needed to talk to this guy about, was the fact we need to put our ego away and actually do something for the family. And I think once I turned it around that it wasn't about him, it was about his family, he could see it differently.
Right.
But ego is a huge thing. And that's why I was talking about the mastermind group needs to be a bunch of professionals that you respect.
Mm.
Because if you don't respect, then we have a lot of, oh, everything's fine. We have the facade and we'll never actually get the information or the constructive criticism that we need to be able to go, hey, you're going in the wrong way, buddy. You need to turn it around and go some other way. So it's actually having that partner and that buddy that to support you.
I think because we have social media and everyone is doing so well,
we're
posting about all of the wins, but when things start to turn around, we don't see that other side of things very often.
No, and it's all about saving face and feeling good and being liked. So there's a lot of people struggling out there, and as soon as they do things, extreme things like having to lay off some staff and things just to keep the business going, people think that they're a horrible person and you know, they've let people down. And it's like, well, not really. It's business. It's putting their family first, not everybody else. Because if you can't feed your own family, then it becomes pretty hard.
I know, you know, a local business owner, his strategy was he was going to have to let one person go. But he sat the whole team down and said, listen, would you all take a pay cut for 12 months so we can retain this person? And they all said, absolutely. So they all took, you know, $5,000 to $7,000 pay cut each so that they could retain this one person.
Yes.
So that was a strategy that, you know, and that was, you know, that was a bit of a, I have to come out and, you know, admit to all of you people that we're not doing well.
That's right. That's a
very hard thing. So it's very courageous to actually stand in front of your team and say, this is what's happening.
Yes, and that's advice I've given to clients over the last 2 years is look at the effectiveness of your team. And if, you know, you might just need them for 3 days a week, so go to them and say, look, could you go down to 3 days a week? And if they say, no, I need to work, well, then you need to let them go and find someone that's willing to do the 3 days a week, because you can't – the fact is we tend to treat our team as our friends, and we know their personal situation and makes it very hard. It's always really hard, but sometimes once you've made that decision – then it's their choice whether they take that offer up or go somewhere else. But you need to make that decision. Otherwise, you're all going to go down with the ship.
Yeah. So what are your top tips before we finish off today?
Focus on cost reduction, but make it effective. So think of, is it actually getting a return on investment? It shouldn't reduce the effectiveness of the thing. So make sure you've still got products to sell. Make sure that you aren't strangling the business. The other thing is always look at your personal spending first, because I have a lot of clients that say they're still pulling out the same wage as they did in the good times and wondering why the business is struggling. So if the business is taking a hit, you personally have to look at home costs, and maybe you need to downsize personally so that there's not so much strain on the business.
Okay. Wonderful. That's all wonderful information, and it's something that hopefully some of our listeners get some great value out of. So thank you so much for joining us on Business Women Australia's radio show. Angela Fritsch from Integra Business Accountants, proud station sponsor.
Thank you.